should. The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is April the 2nd, 2018. It is a Monday, and happy to have you all with us. Happy to be here with you all as we go into this live show for you all today. So, if you'd be so kind to, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call at area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And just, I can't see the board, but I will be able to see the board a little bit later. I tell you folks, it never fails. As soon as I start the show, I get about four or five calls. It never, ever fails. So if you know we do the radio show, please don't call us at that time. It's kind of distracting, and it's difficult to do the show with that type of stuff. So, but it's amazing how that's, I mean, as soon as, right on cue. So, but hey, we're going to have a live show for you today. I'm trying to get into the chat room so I can see you all and be able to pull you up as we move into today's show. And if I can, let me just try to log out and then get back in. And like I said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call for today's show. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we will see you in queue. And if I don't see you in queue, I will let you know, and you can just say, excuse me, here it comes. We're all good to go. So I will be able to see you in queue, and we'll be able to have a live show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to the website, Black Talk Radio Network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Check out the website, and please give some of your financial energy so that we can keep Black Talk Radio Network bringing to you what you have deemed as being necessary and important. So definitely want to make financial donations, that, and I call it giving some of your financial energy. And because so much of our financial energy has been misplaced, and Black Talk Radio Network is a great place for you to put your overall financial support, because it is going to give you back. Also, you can support the network by keeping it on air and keeping it in a position to where it can service what it needs to service to stay on air, basically its bills. You can support it also by becoming a member in its social media outlet known as BTR Community. And is a BTR Community is a social media network where you can engage in all of your social media activities that you would otherwise engage in on the other mainstream ones that are actually adversely affecting you, like Facebook, tweeting, telling, and all the other ones. Black Talk Radio Network will never sell your identity, and it is a membership, so it won't be data mined for information and material against you or used as a spider web to be able to triangulate your activities along with other people's activities. So come on over to BTR Community for $24 a year. It's a 30-day free trial membership that you can engage in first. Check out the network and then go from there. And then $24 a year is not much to ask, and it is going to give so much more to the network. It will make sure that the network is here going forward. Black Talk Radio Network, the name is so important. And we don't want to squander like we squandered so many other things in the past. You know that this is a sincere grassroots organization. Give what you can give to make this network continue to grow. We have to do it. So definitely want to do that, okay? All right, so with that being said, everyone, we're going to jump into, forgot to do this. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to prosperitymint.com. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals company. Definitely please do that and check out what's in the inventory then before you purchase. Email info@prosperitymint.com so someone can explain to you the overall buying process, and it's to your advantage. Please do not do that without doing that first. Very, very important that you know this. So that information will not be used for anything other than explaining to you the buying process and the importance of it and how to acquire the precious metals correctly. Okay? So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. We're going to jump into what's in the news. And today's show is April the 2nd, 2018. The Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. The Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. I was rushing today and I changed it around. It was the Collateral Conveyance Kismet, but this one is the Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. So check out, we're going to jump into that, and I think it's going to be a very, 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 very important show. At any time, if you'd like to jump in, let me check real quickly to see if my sister Kim is in studio. Sister Kim, I don't see Sister Kim there. So cool. My man Roz is there. What's up, Roz? I see my man L.A. Ramon. OG is there. And my man T, Big T at NYC is there. And see you all. What's up, brothers? Much love, much respect. And so we're going to jump into what's in the news and then jump into today's show. Very, very important show. Last week I had posted what I thought was the most important post that I've ever posted here inside of Tando Radio Show, and that was the post about the House Resolution 5404. Well, we're going to take a look at that again, but in much more detail and in depth, because it's very, very important that we do that. But let me see real quickly. I have something that I posted. I think it's to say what's up to my man Scotty. What's up, Scotty? How you doing, brother? I came in just a little bit late. But there's a couple of things that I want to do, and I want you to think about this. Something critical, in my opinion, came to light, and I posted it this weekend. And let me just pull this up. Okay. And it was about the March for Our Lives. And I want to, let me see if I could get this posted. This thing is about 30 seconds. I think it's very important for us to, because I don't like to, I'm going to say this. I'm very aware of some of the shenanigans, as you all. But sometimes it's very important that we hear it for ourselves and to see, because so many of us are doubting Thomas's because we are so high on this system, so infatuated with this system, so bewildered and bamboozled by this system that we could think that everything is a conspiracy theory, and the system is, they don't care about, they would never do that. I love hearing that from people, but I love hearing, why would they do that? And they would never do that. Yeah, I hear that all the time, and I kind of just chuckle and laugh, and I know many of you do too. What up, Big Scotty? And this is a 30-second video. I want you to hear this. I posted it. It's just 30 seconds. And this is Eric Holder. And, Scotty, I don't know if you're able to do it. If you're not able to do it, it's so short. I could do it on my end. You could just text. Yeah, go ahead, Dave. Do it on your end if you want me to, because it's real, real short, Scotty. It's like 32 seconds. But, okay, got you, Scotty. And I want you to hear this before we start what's in the news, and then I'm going to bring to you something about that. And I should have did this after. I should do this after what's in the news. But I want Scotty to be able to do and monitor the other things he needs to monitor, so I don't want to keep him waiting. So as soon as Scotty's ready, we're going to play that one. It's like 32 seconds.
Hey Dave, Scotty, I'm working.
What's up, brother?
I'm working right here, man, so I'm listening to the show while I work. So if you think it's more important to play it after what's in the news and have a conversation about it, I'm right here, man. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay. All right, cool. So that's what we'll do. And, Scotty, I appreciate you, brother, so, so much. Thank you for you being you. Okay. So, man, love Black Talk Radio Network. Love y'all. I sincerely just came over me to tell you all that. I sincerely, sincerely love my man Scotty, love the commitment he's made to this network and everything. He made the commitment to us all, and we all made the commitment to here. This is our home, and I, man, home sweet home. All right, so let me jump into what's in the news, and then I'll come back to this. And so I'll take it backwards. And I'm not going to be able to. I got my man Roz. Roz, you can jump in at any time. Some very, very important things. Let me just pull this up real quickly. I got to do this. And I said that last Friday was the most important post that I've ever done in anything. And that was the HR bill, House Resolution Bill 5404. I'm going to pull that up real quick, and you can go to it, and that's going to be a very important part of today's show. But while I'm doing that, let me jump into what's in the news. Hold on 1 second. Get situated here, then I could better serve you all, and you all can just sit back and donate to the Black Talk Radio Network while I take care of getting ready for today's show. You thought I was going to say you could just sit back and relax. We've done enough relaxing. Now we need to do a lot of working. All right, so got that squared away. So let me jump into what's in the news. All right, so here we go. What's in the news? And you can hear me scrolling. A lot of stuff there, a couple of pages there. Here we go. The kismet of collateral conveyance, and I'll explain that a little bit later, and that has everything to do with that House Resolution 5404. So here we go. First article I got from Reuters, and it says, with paper and phones, Atlanta struggles to recover from cyber attacks. Atlanta's top officials hoped hold up in their offices on Saturday as they work to resolve critical systems knockout by the 9-day-year-old cyber attack that plunged the southeast U.S. metropolitans into technical chaos and forced some city workers to revert to paper. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The system is going to have everybody reverting to sticks and stones when they cut the lights out. And this is all a prelude to what's in store. This is, and I also think this is a lot of seeding, so that later on they're going to think that they're going to say that, oh yeah, we got the virus, we changed this, we changed that, and then at the appropriate time, boom, 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 L.A., New York, Chicago, Miami, Dallas, Houston, you know, all the cities around is all going to spread. Because they're all interconnected in some different way and by different various means, they've all been attacked. And a lot of these cyber viruses are dormant in the system. And I think that they're all going to, this is no coincidence at all. And just to seeing how effective and efficient it would be, it's going to knock everybody out. Next article, major article from Sputnik News. China responds to U.S. trade barriers with 15 through 25% tariffs boost on American goods. Asia and Pacific. China suspended tariffs reduction to obligation on 128 imports produced originally from the United States and is posing an additional tariffs on the base of current applicant tariff rates in order to protect China's interest and balance the loss caused by the United States imposed tariffs. Trade wars are here, ladies and gentlemen. The next thing is the shooting war. Major, major, major. Check that article out. Next article from Reuters. China takes first step to pay for oil and it's in yuan. This is a little different. Now China, the largest consumer of oil, is no longer using the dollar to pay for it. This and the petrol yuan is two different things, completely two different things. China is taking the first steps towards paying for imported crude oil in yens instead of the U.S. dollar. Three people with knowledge of the matter told Reuters the key developments in Beijing's effort to establish its own currency internationally shift just part of the global oil trade to yuan is potentially huge. China, in other words, ladies and gentlemen, how big is the Chinese economy? They tell you now it's the number two economy in the world, just above the EU and just below the United States. Baloney. China's economy is the number one economy in the world. The U.S. has not been economically relevant for many, many years. See, that's the former thing. That's the big trick that really, really harms a lot of people here. They say, we sick, boss? The United States, we ain't. They say this we stuff. Have nothing to do with this whole economy other than it exploits us all. But I would tell you, the U.S. economy has been purposely chopped off at the knees and purposely dismantled. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. I got this one from Reuters. Excuse me, from RT. China could succeed with the petro yuan where Gaddafi failed, killing the U.S. dollar in oil trade. Muammar Gaddafi wanted to shatter the dominance of the greenback in the Middle East by introducing the gold-backed dinar, but failed. China has a chance to finish what he started, one industry expert told Reuters. Ideas related to oil trade and currency other than the dollar arose more than, and it stopped there. Yes, this was all started by a brother. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one, very important one from RT International. U.S. exposed Russian diplomats from the U.N. headquarters violate all international deals. The U.S. actually kicked out U.N. diplomats, which have nothing to do. It's totally separate. than the regular diplomats. These are diplomats of the UN, have nothing to do with the United States. And this is because they're the host country. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is a key thing that this is going to turn much could turn very, very ugly. And believe me, I don't want it to turn ugly. I've been preparing for it, but I ain't ready. Many of you haven't even prepared for it. You're not prepared nor ready. But you need to change that. My thing is to get you as prepared for it, because you can never be ready. But what you can be is you can be proactive in your response. Because I don't know how this is going to end out. I don't know how this is going to fare. We've never been through anything like this. I've been to third world countries. I've been in very, very bad conditions economically in the world, and I learned a lot from it. And what I learned from this, from that, is that, and historically speaking, it's not something just about them over there. It's about how the system treats them everywhere. And they like to put that thing on a merry-go-round so everybody has a chance at being third world or below. Oh, and it's come here now. The target has been bullseyed and is on your butt, our butt, my butt. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Trump warns Mexico about NAFTA withdrawal if illegal immigrants issue is not tackled. Check out that article. Next article, got this one. Oh, man, this is a huge one. And this one has so many ramifications. I don't know. I'm going to have to get into this a little later this week. I got this one from the Washington Post. And it says, in Syria, we took the oil. Now Trump wants to give it to Iran. And this article is so misleading. One, Syria don't produce a lot of oil at all. It's a whole lot more to this. It's the control of the natural gas waves. And if you think that the U.S. is going to leave Syria just because they said it, that ain't never the intention. It's not about, their whole thing is that they will only leave once they put their puppet in there, which means that they have now colonized it. And if they can't colonize it by them surrendering, then they're going to try to colonize it by them forcing the surrenders by military conveyance. And it ain't going to work. It won't be successful. And the bad thing about it is that this is the kismet of the collateral conveyance, where the people here are the collateral.
Hey,
that's
Dave,
who's going to lose. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so concerning Syria, yesterday I seen a Reuters article, which historically has been a part of Operation Mockingbird. Do your research, Operation Mockingbird.
Right.
So they named this particular group that's in East Ghouta, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Syria.
Yeah.
And saying that there is a group there, this Islamic group there, has been defending that city and against an onslaught of the Syrian army. So I look up the name of this group. This is a terrorist group. This is a terrorist group that was using people as human shields, putting them in cages, man. There's video of this. And my sources, it was more than one source, and they all came from the Western media, except for the Russian media. But it's a consensus that this is a terrorist group, by the definition of terrorism and what have you. And I'm just saying to myself, see, this is why people who don't do research, who have blind faith in these news organizations simply because they've been around a long time and they're quote unquote mainstream. This is why the wool gets pulled over their eyes all the time. So, I did that on purpose. I was like, okay, they're saying that these are some kind of freedom fighters. Let me look up the organization and all of this documentation that they have been placed on several lists of terrorists. Now, I know, you know, we also can't trust lists either. But by their actions, right, I would designate them as a terrorist group, not freedom fighters trying to protect the city. They were using the residents as human shields, putting them in cages. And then they were talking about they want to implement Sharia law, you know, which is kind of stupid because Sharia means law. But anyway, they, right, you know, they want to become like a part of the Islamic State. But then the main leader started sounding more moderate all of a sudden. You think that man had a change of heart overnight? No, he was saying, look, if you want to keep getting this money from the CIA and these weapons and whatnot from the MI6 or whatever Western intelligence agency that has been assisting them, then you can't talk like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't, right, talk like, you can't be, right, talking to that kind of stuff. I mean, I was just so thoroughly disgusted, not surprised, but thoroughly disgusted that Reuters is still pulling that Operation Mockingbird, yep, on the people.
Yep, that's what they were. That's what those agencies were all about. And, oh, man, they do so much more. As Scotty said, they are a part of Operation Mockingbird. And I would ask you all to take a look at Operation Mockingbird and see what it's all about. So, yes, Scotty, it's a bunch of, you know, this is how the system has to rule. It has to rule by divisions, by division. How do you create division? By propaganda, because you can never have the truth, because then people will live by it. So you got to give them the deception to live by something else. Yeah, and Scotty, this whole thing with Syria, I'm going to tell you, Syria and Saudi Arabia are huge, have major, major ramifications for our children and our young people here. And so I want to get this message out as much as I possibly can so that, you know, you can, the young people can really do something that's in their benefit. And let me tell you something. Whenever somebody tells you to march, scream, and yell, that's because you are irrelevant. What you always do to a system that you don't want to exist no more is you don't participate. Just sit down. So, got a lot to do. So, next article. I got this one from Russia Insider. If you want, this is from Russia Insider, quote, if you want an arms race, we can do that. Trump challenged Putin doing a phone conversation. Check out that article. Next article from antiwar.com. Mattis, U.S. nearly attacked at Russian in Syria again last week. Check out that article. Next article got from South China Morning Post, U.S. and China on the brink of trade war, but big guns have yet to be fired. Oh, and there will be. Then after those big guns get fired, then the guns will be fired. Then that's where the young people, all those young people that was marching and thought that they was, you know, doing this. And let me just tell you, I saw and I don't have a problem saying this, but boy, you remember when Scotty talked about how one of Dr. King's children was talking about freedom ring in Libya? Well, during that march, he had a grandbaby misleading the people again. Boy, always, until we realize that these celebrity actors and these celebrity figureheads mean you no good. They get out in front of you, yell, scream, holler, and all this other stuff, and then they have no connection to you at all. But they have straight connections to the system because the system is paying them. Absolutely. Look at how many of them are CIA informants. Admit it, CIA informants. In court docs, it came out. We still have blind faith in them. So, hey, what we get. Next article, got this one, Press TV. Manufacturing.
Hey, Dave, I'm sorry, Dave, before you move on from that.
Yes, sir.
They just so be distorting Dr. King's legacy in so many different areas of activity, man. He was not anti-gun. He was, you know, he tried to get us and he had a house full of gun, as is the tradition for blacks in the South. to have a house full of guns and whatnot to fight against terrorism. He was using nonviolence as a tactic. Most of those people that participated in the march were children. This was beginning during the advent of television with these, and if you can hear him and somebody else, where they using this as a tactic, allowing themselves to be attacked with fire hoses and dogs and stuff, so that the barbarity of these people running the system would be known to all. That was a tactic. And he knew that it was likely that black people would not be able to win an armed struggle or a revolution because they ain't prepared. They ain't organized. They ain't organized now. Yep. They wasn't organized then. There was pockets of organization, you know, like Robert Williams in the Black Guard, in the Black Panther Party, in the Deacons for Defense.
Those.
But his very last march, before he was assassinated, people like to say that he was assassinated because he was speaking out against the Vietnam War. That can be part of it. That's one variable. The other variable is that very last march, it was called the March Against Fear. He worked with Stokely Carmichael and some other black U.S. veterans who were armed and were patrolling ahead of the unarmed protesters, running a point operation to clear the way of any potential terrorists lurking in the bushes. Because that march was to finish the march of this other man who was marching by himself for voting rights, and he was shot. He was shot by a terrorist from the bushes. And it was at that point that Stokely Carmichael and the younger activists said, look, we ain't finna march out here to get shot down like that man. You need to work with us in armed self-defense. And he worked with them on armed self-defense. A lot of people don't know that story. And then also him and Malcolm X, who was always about armed self-defense, was coming closer together and uniting. And that's when they killed Malcolm.
Yep. And that whole thing continues to go on to
I meant kill Martin.
Control the narrative and through propaganda. And I would just say Dr. King's children ain't Dr. King. Dr. King's grandchildren ain't Dr. King. So they're being used, and it's being used against us. And I'm going to show y'all what I mean by that in a little bit. Check next article. Got this one from Russia Insider. Will America accept its defeat or challenge the bear and dragon? Part one. Check out that article. Next article, man, this one came from a Twitter, Elon Musk. My man Thomas will like this one. Despite intense efforts to raise money, this is from Eli Munt, Palo Alto, California, April 1st, 2018. This was his tweet. Despite intense efforts to raise money, including a last-ditch mass sale of Easter eggs, we are sad to report that Tesla has gone completely and totally bankrupt. So bankrupt, you can't believe it. And that was Eli Musk's tweet to everybody. And let me tell y'all something. Tesla's in major, major economic trouble. He was trying to be funny about it. But they got to raise a bunch of, and they're losing. Because let me tell you something about the market, and they know this. They know this. One thing about the market and why it's so rigged it is because it's based off of emotions, sentiment. This is why you should never, ever allow your emotions to dictate your decision-making. Because emotions are very, very unstable. That's why they can easily put everything. They say that your overall livelihood is in the economy. Because the economy is based off emotions. The emotions to control. So this plays a lot into the overall sentimental, emotional tie into the market. And any person worth their weight in business would never say something like this about their business jokingly. This is, once again, it's a ploy and a tactic. I wouldn't be surprised if Tesla, if they go under in a year or two from now. So I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying this. Don't believe them. Don't believe. It ain't no joke. And but what is bankrupt, ladies and gentlemen, is the promise to you. Their promissory note to your retirement and your promise, the promissory note of the paper they pay everybody in, their promissories of everything else, that's been totally bankrupt for sure. Completely and totally. So bankrupt you can't believe it. And that is so true with our overall sentiment right now. We're so bankrupt we can't even believe it. We think, oh, the U.S. is always this. Man. It may not be you, but one day, for whom the bell tolls. Next article. This one from the South China Morning Post. China's first homegrown aircraft carrier set for maiden sea trial. Check out that article. Next article. This one I thought was really, really important. Really, really important. I got this one from Business Insider. And this one's Mark Zuckerberg says, quote, right place for Facebook to be when it comes to sharing users' data is getting yelled at by both sides equally. In an interview conducted last summer, Zuckerberg talked to Freakonomics host about users' privacy and sharing data. That's why we told you to come on. We told y'all to come over to the BTR community a long time ago for this exact same reason. A bunch of people didn't believe us. It was just smoking, you know, nah, that's Facebook. It's free. Zuckerberg said the right balance to strike is when the social media giants is getting yelled at, talking about Facebook, is getting yelled at by both sides equally. Facebook seems to have accomplished that with its new scandal. Let me just say this. Do you hear what he said? And look how we have no reading comprehension. Look how we don't have any way to read between the lines. When we're getting yelled at by both sides equally, and if you read the article, see, Facebook is a part of Operation Mockingbird. It's a part of it, just like Reuters is. It was created not by, this is the celebrity figurehead. Completely. Anytime that you create something and you're sincere about it, you don't make stupid comments. But see, he's conveying a message. This is a message to many others as to where things are. Facebook, in my opinion, y'all, is done. Been done for a while. But listen to what he says. Is when it's getting yelled at from both sides. If you cared about people's data and you cared about people's security, you would not be getting, only thing that you would be getting yelled at is from one side, from the side that says release and give us their information. Because the individuals really didn't give their, if they really knew what they were giving up, they wouldn't do it. But see, this system is so brainwashed, so many, and I can't say that word. People that we participate in our own demise. But let me ask you something. Would you give me your privacy, all of your privacy? Why would you give it to FedBook? It's a stupid endeavor. It's a foolish endeavor either way.
Dave, I got something important to share with you about Facebook I just found out yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
If you have a Facebook account, go to settings. Once you go to settings, let me back it up right quick so I can give you the exact steps so that you know I'm not trying to jerk your chain. Go to settings. Then click on ads. Once you click on ads, the next thing you want to click on, I'm going through it right now, is your information. All right. Once you go on your information, there's two categories under your information about you and your categories. U.S. politics. They have labeled me very liberal. They're politically labeling people. Do I have liberal views that may be considered liberal? Yeah, if you want to put a label on them, yeah. But do I have views that are also conservative, like Second Amendment gun rights and things of that nature? Or I'm against abortion. I just don't share articles about it, about abortion. I stay out of that. You know what I'm saying? But Facebook has labeled me and labeled you politically. They got you pegged. I just found this out yesterday.
Man, Scotty? Scotty, you remember 2 years ago in our conversation, I said, Scotty, man, we got to get off Facebook. We got to get another platform of our own. I said that to Scotty, and Scotty said, I'll take care of it. And I didn't even know Scotty was working behind the scenes for it and put it together. Next thing I know, Scotty says, hey, Dave, remember the platform you talked about? I got it. I said, huh? I got it. BTR, Black Talk Radio Network. BTR, Black Talk Radio Network community. BTR community. We knew it. Hello? We saw it. We absolutely saw it. And someone in the background said hello. One second. Who's that? Oh, my man. What up, Big Ross?
Peace. What's up? How you doing?
My man.
Peace to you, Scotty, too, and the other callers and listeners. Yeah, I've been saying this for years that anybody uses... Yes, sir. Tutankhamun, what's good? So, yeah, I've been saying they got a dossier on you. That's what they do. They do, you know, psychological, they do mock-ups on people just based on what you post, your thoughts and ideas and opinions, your political position on different issues, anything that you can do. The difference is back in the days, they had to do stuff like steal your garbage, break in your house, put wiretaps all in your phone, put wiretaps all in your house. Now that you give it away, that's to show how successful this system is at conditioning people to give up their own rights freely. And that's exactly what Scotty was talking about. And I'm glad that he peeped the political aspect because, man, the kind of information you can garner, and I mean, it's so accurate that they can actually predict your decision-making process on life-altering events for yourself just based on what they gather from you in Facebook and Twitter and all the other, you know, platforms that you were talking about. And when you talked about the economy is based, like you said, on belief. It's a religion. I mean, there's a book we read on the cow called The Half Has Never Been Told, and it discusses the history of the origin of the system of credit in slavery. And even when you go back to that time frame, if somebody got, let's say, 100 acres of land for 25 and put up 25 slaves for collateral, the bank was under the belief that that person would pay that money back. And if they didn't, then belief goes out the window and they take your slaves under their jurisdiction and then lease them out to someone else, you know. And so when you look at it, it's all about the
known as real estate.
Well, that's why it says in God we trust on the greenback, because the God is money, and they get you to believe in their system. And once they have you hook, line, and sinker, as far as just your ability to really, really believe in the value of whatever money that they're providing to you, the state of the economy, when they tell you what the economy's doing, all of that stuff just fosters belief. And it's no different than any other religion. The difference is that you just have, you know, psychopathic terrorists running the entire, you know, economic system. But it's a redux of the same thing. That's why I always say, when you look at the system, it's all based on slavery in just about every area of people activity. It's just how it applies. It's applied in the context of the situation at hand. So yeah, you're absolutely correct. When Scotty talks about Sharia and the fact that it means law, he made me think about and it's a pet peeve of mine, too, when I hear people say Sahara Desert. The term Sahara means the Great Desert. So for you to say the Sahara Desert, you're saying the Great Desert Desert. You sound crazy. But then again, it just has to do with, you know, just researching and knowing what you're talking about. You know, you can use words in their proper, you know, application when you're discussing certain things. He just made me think of that. And when he was talking about, Minister Malcolm X and Dr. King. Yeah, absolutely. They were on the same page. It was his wife, Coretta, that Malcolm had first spoken to, and this was before they had the famous picture of them shaking hands. And he basically explained to her, after he apologized for bad-mouthing her husband, because they had had, you know, a few exchanges where they would take these little shots at each other and whatnot, and he had apologized to her for that when they met, and basically told her, hey, you know, your husband's approach, as far as the nonviolent approach, I don't really, you know, have a serious problem with that, but with the type of people we're dealing with, they need to know that there's a violent alternative, or you're not going to get nothing done. And that's the reason I took the approach that I took, to be the antithesis to your husband, and hopefully the nonviolent approach would facilitate us getting things done, if they understand that we do have another group of black people that are not on it like this. And she understood what he was saying. And when they finally got together, they were planning to take the United States government and all the European powers that went around dominating, enslaving, terrorizing, and genociding people around the planet. And that includes people in the Far East. That includes the Caribbean and South America. That includes the so-called Middle East and Africa. So Malcolm had done his work. They had met at the Teresa Hotel multiple times, including when Castro came on multiple occasions. That was what he was doing. And once they realized that both him and Dr. King were on the same page, that's when they set off about, you know, taking care of Minister Malcolm first and then Dr. King later. And there's a great book called The Judas Factor, The Plot to Kill Malcolm X. It's the best book ever written on that whole story and what happened. They also released documents that were, you know, held in confidence by the Alphabet Boys that discussed this and laid this out quite emphatically. And then there's also a beautiful documentary lecture given by one of my elders too. His name is Zach Kondo, and I posted that actually in the Real Life group thread that we have. It's two different documentaries of lectures where he discusses all of this information as well and lays out who actually killed Malcolm X based on the evidence and the information. So it's those, and I posted both of them, and I think one is like 2 hours and the other one is like 2 hours and change. And then the book is The Judas Factor, The Plot to Kill Malcolm X, by Carl Evans. And Evans is spelled E-V-A, N as in Nancy, Z-Z. He also discusses the murder of Shay. He discusses the murder of Patrice Lumumba. He discusses the over 360 attempts on Fidel Castro. He gives a lot of insight using their own information about what they were doing to black and non-white people around the planet throughout the age of CIA terrorism globally in the 60s. And whatnot. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of just add that to the discussion. I'm gonna lay in the cut, and you know, surely I'll chime in a little bit later as the show develops. But great program. Peace to you, brother Scotty. Thanks for your great insight as well. And I'll mute myself.
Hey, that was what I had shared when I saw that yesterday, that they were labeling people by you know, with political labels and whatnot. I'm not sure if it was one of the Avengers movies or one of the Captain American movies, but the so-called bad guys who had infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. created a computer program that identified people by their political views. And they were going to eliminate those people because they predicted the system, the computer program predicted these people will create a problem to our agenda. So we're going to kill them. So they got like these aerial gunships that look like battleships that fly through the air with these guns that allow them to target people from the air millions at a time. And that's what I thought about when I saw that yesterday. Damn, that's just like from that movie where they had created a computer program to label people politically.
Yep. And they've been doing this for a while, and they just keep it goes on and it goes on and goes on. You know, one of the things that we're talking about when Roz was talking about when Scotty talked about Dr. King and Brother Malcolm and then Roz did too. After Malcolm was assassinated, there was a money gram that Dr. King and Coretta sent Betty. One of the few contributions and donations that was
I think you got that backwards. Dr. King was killed first. Because remember, Malcolm said, you know, who was going to be first, nonviolent him or violent me?
I made a mistake. When Malcolm was killed, Coretta sent the money gram. Thank you, Scotty. Yes. When Malcolm was killed, and it was one of the few that gave anything to Betty and the children. Everybody was gone. Everybody left. Coretta sent a money gram with a note. So, thank you, Scotty. I did get that a little backwards. So, check out that article. How much? Okay, cool. We got it. We're gonna hurry up here. And what's in the news? Next article. And now, real quick, I wanted to say this about this Mark Zuckerberg thing. Why this is so important? Here's what's up. They're telling you everything. And my commentary on this was, when the system shows its true color to an equally colorblind society, then no one seems to notice their bloodstained intentions. This system has a bloodstained intentions. But we're so colorblind, we don't even see it. We're so blind to this system that no, it could never, ever, ever. We don't think for ourselves. We relegated that and regurgitated that power to the system itself. And what more evidence do we need to see that Facebook created Carnation is? That's why it's so important. Stay on FedBook if you want to. Next couple, let me grab a couple of important articles because of time. We got L.A. Ramon posted a real good one. Sinclair made dozens of local news anchors recite the same script. This is why I call them celebrity figureheads. They all read a script. Everybody in front of a camera is reading the script. Who do you think wrote the script? Next article, Rise posted this one for Politico. Trump blasts DOJ, FBI, news media, Amazon, Mexico. All purposely done. Check out that article. Next one, L.A. Ramon posted this one, and it was from Al Jazeera about the Gaza Passover massacre for the Palestinian border protests, and which is going to go on and go on. And I wouldn't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you spin off into that whole war. Check out that article. And they were trying to make reference to the people of Israel, trying to make reference to the Palestinians, telling them to act like Gandhi. Well, and then L.A. Ramon had something posted there about Gandhi. My man Rise posted this one. I didn't know this one. Winnie Mandela, South African anti-apartheid activist, dies at 81. Makes a great transformation at 81. Winnie was no joke. Oh, Lord. Whew, Winnie was no joke. Check out that article. Next article. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Oh, I just wanted to chime in on Winnie Mandela because she has a real special place in my heart because I remember being a child and my father taking me to different protests at the United Nations during their fight for independence. And I remember she was wrongfully accused of kidnapping a child and a young child and torturing them. And they had a great documentary just a few weeks back, weirdly enough. And I'm thinking maybe the ancestors said, let's get this the true story out there, because they probably knew they were going to call her home probably less than a month or a month or more later. But it was a PBS documentary, and it was called Winnie, and it was just powerful because they actually brought out much more of the information and details that were being held at the time that she was being accused of this stuff, and people were turning their backs on her. And Desmond Tutu came out and tried to get in line with the system as far as vilifying her. And she was just such a, like you said, she was so strong and so powerful. And I'm 100% sure without her, Nelson would not have lived as long as he did. And it just reminded me of the images they show of Assar with a set behind him, and it just always makes me think of that saying, because we talked about this on the Nile with Dr. Rashidi, that behind every good man is an even greater woman. And she's a great example of that. Sister Coretta, Betty Shabazz, all of them. You know, just it's really, really powerful. But there was a great documentary just a few weeks ago on PBS, if people want to look into it, that I think would be just awesome. But it's called Winnie, and they really get into clearing her name as far as just revealing the true evidence behind that situation and what happened. And just tell her whole story, because her whole story wasn't really told in to its fullest. And I think that was one of the best public stories told by the other side about her. And she was, you know, directly interviewed and discussed and whatnot, but I thought it was really powerful. So yeah, I just wanted to toss that out there and just say, you know, Winnie, keep helping us fight this fight from where you are. You know, Marcus Garvey used to always say, look for me in the whirlwind. You know, after I'm gone, I'm going to be, you know, tearing stuff up. So in the whirlwind, when you see stuff getting torn up, that's me. Well, I see Winnie the same way. So thanks a lot, brother. I'm meeting my line.
Much for sure, for sure. Yeah, Winnie. No, whew. Man, the seat of power. So check out that. And, you know, we actually need to get back to doing some things from leaders from around the world and bring them to Tandem, because it's all a part of preparation, because all of these people are preppers and don't even realize it. Most of the people that we look at as being sincere, those individuals were preppers. They always prepared. They always prepared. You have to prepare for being sovereign and self-determined, because you were born free, meaning by man's declaration. So check out that article. And let me get into Thomas, my man Thomas. Thomas, you Big T's crazy. My man, I love Thomas. He got this one from the Washington Post. Kim Jong-un applauds South Korea's pop star and newest sign of diplomatic warmings. Check out that article. It has a lot of hidden meanings in there. And, yeah, man, so true there, Big Thomas. Thomas also posted this one is really, really critical. And I wanted to say there's a couple of critical things in the world. Djibouti is one. Saudi Arabia is one. Syria is one. Pakistan and India, China and India is a very, very critical one in the South Sea of China and the Ukraine. But my man Thomas posted this from the Atlantic. Saudi Crown Prince, Iran's supreme leader makes Hitler look good. And then what does the U.S. do? Sounds like fighting words to me too, Thomas. And that Saudi Arabia and Iran's war is going to flare up a bunch of stuff. So check out that. Next, Raj posted this one from the Huffington Post Canada. We've lost the battle in the war against antibiotics resistance. Man, know that. It's very, very important. Raj also posted some stuff about what's in a Navy SEAL's tiny survival kit. Check out that stuff. Need to know that and have that. So how much we got to get ready to go to a commercial break, everyone. And there's a couple of more I definitely wanted to chime in on. One more before we get going. Teens getting hooked. Roz posted this one from Inverse. Teens getting hooked on devices meant to help them quit smoking. And another one from Mint Press. Roz posted this one. Bolden regime change mentally includes Latin America among his targets. Check out those articles. That's what's in the news. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to jump into today's show, The Kitmit. One second. We're going to jump into the Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. The Kismet of Collateral Conveyance. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Scotty, take it for us. Play Max. Three.
I'm sorry. What was that, Dave?
Play Max. Three.
Baby, I'm changing through what I want to do. freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money control and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mamas wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, cause my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child with well-to-do parents, like not only being royal, but standing and planning as the heir apparent. That's how it should be. Freestyle. Without FCC sons of piles calling out fouls, or free like anarchy in the streets and the rippling roars of the crowds. Like taxi drivers do rules written in stone. Freestyle the way the FBI can tap all our phones. Free to be me and do whatever I want to do. And freestyle so they can be them and you can be you. I want mine totally, completely, absolutely, unconditionally free. No rules or regulations of what could, should, or might happen to what they be. No values claimed, no limits to the game. No special names you need to know to get in. No chains, leashes, leases, or theses on how far I can take my journey, or what criteria this poet needs to fill and fit in. Free to see glass ceilings shattered and the shards sent to the discard pile. For freestyle.
That's how it should be. Freestyle. Never repressing my thoughts, locking my words, stressing the verbs and I'm, because my speech is not free like the wind that blows this supposed liberation throughout this tired-ass nation. While I sit on rooftops reading the alphabet versus the ghetto and screaming out, don't die, civil liberties, don't die. Hoping my voice is heard through the nation's mountaintops. And the Emancipation Proclamation said I was free over 200 years ago, but my soul still don't feel so. While the Statue of Liberty presents a false reality of freedom, more fake than reality TV, because she just does not reflect me. My voice locked up and locked inside my body. Without words, I can never be free. So I look at myself and try not to see myself as a nigga they wanted me to be. Free like birds is what I wish to be. No longer picking cotton on your plantation. My arms tired, my legs weak. Feeling like my life has succumbed to your damnation. And without justification, it seems I have become a slave to hip-hop beats and Rhythm Nation. Ignorance spoken at its highest height, played on every radio station because they think that could be tight. Rocking expensive clothes, we calling ourselves bitches and hoes. And we think we free shit. We more oppressed than I ever guessed. Soul searching, looking for spiritual salvation while listening to outcast liberation, trying to break the chains of enslavement and mental degradation. Freestyle like running in the night, trying to find the light in the window, reaching for our foundation so we can start a new creation. Freestyle like freeing words of the good book that have been brought to translation and freeing me from all accusation from this nation, cause it seems like I've vented all my frustration in this poem that I've called Freestyle, my lyrical libation. Freestyle, that's how it should be. That's how it should
like
be.
Imagination, creation, and blindly breaking through borders the way love does. A self-organization of things, as if every nation had wings, it could fly through the sky like a dove does. Free to live, free to give, free to dream the dreams of a potential prince. Free like the freedom we had way back in Eden, and have yet to see it since. Free like common sense, free like death. No fickle favorites anywhere to be found, even if you look in every book, behind every tree, or under every little rock on the ground. Freedom like light, sight, and sound, like sunshine and moonlight, and the promises of the Christ, unfettered by the weather, the laws of Caesar's treasures, or somebody's man-made price. Freedom flow like ice. Freestyle, that's how it should be. Priceless like faith, belief, and man's free will. Free to know what it all means, where it all goes, and how it all feels. Free to know what's really real. Free for me to know the damn deal. Free like a mother's silver tears, like a father's groundless fears. Free to be shared everywhere, like pain, shame, suffering, and war. The freedom to always do just a little bit more. Freestyle like what we've all been dying for. Freestyle.
That's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New Black Media for the new millennium.
Man, Max, and that young lady, they surmised our whole, man, they surmised our whole existence in who we choose to be here. Nothing was out of place. Nothing was out of order. It all resonates. Freestyle is, I'm going to tell you, I've been a hip-hop head since hip-hop's inception. And that is the most meaningful thing and connected with me more than anything that I've ever heard in hip-hop. From Pac to... I love Pac. And Pac to Gil Scott to Public Enemy to anything. That was the breath of Sojourner. That was the breath of our true direction and who we truly are to me. And I love freestyle. So, Max, man, brother, I would love to buy it. Because I would be rocking that close to my third eye as I possibly can get it.
Hey, you can pull it up on YouTube for free and just use a MP3 converter to convert the YouTube video to MP3. Max isn't selling it, but you can make a donation to Max at prasmaticdreams@gmail.com. Y'all know Max, he hosts New Abolitionist Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Scotty, if you would, I need to do that. I need to do that. Yeah.
Prismatic Dreams. Prismaticdreams@gmail.com is his PayPal account.
Okay. I will get that, write that down, and I need to do that, my man, Brother Max. Thank you, Brother Max. That's what we really needed. All right. So, coming back up.
Don't forget your
now,
video.
Here we go. Yes. And that's where I was going to go right now. Thank you, Scotty. All right, here we go. I don't know if my sister Kim is there. Did Kim make it today? Okay, I'll catch Kim. All right, so what I want to do, check this out. I'm not on the board. I want to read this to you all. This has everything to do with March on the March for Our Lives, okay? Where the young people had went and young people that didn't know, that don't know much of history, that don't have a lot of life experience, but yes, they do have a voice about things. But believe me, it's being through negative influence that presenting itself as a positive, they're steering them to a great demise. To maintain the system as it's always been. Check this out. Listen. And I said this in my commentary, but of course, all marches in and to D.C. are done for the purpose of supporting the system. I meant most all. Shaking my head, March of Our Lives was planned and formed even before the Florida shooting that was said to have been started. That said to have been started by the children. And I said, yeah, right. Check this email. Stated on the dates the permit was given before the shooting. Meaning this. Check this out. March for Our Lives had already petitioned for Because you can't just put, I knew that was all a sham. You can't put that type of organization with all those people there that in that short a period, less than a month after the shooting itself happened. So listen to this email. Good morning. In reference to your inquiry concerning the March on Our Lives demonstration, here in the District of Columbia, on March the 24th, 2018, MPD, meaning Metropolitan Police Department, received a permit application several months prior to the actual event. And not only that, here's the fraud in that whole thing. Oh, and there was several months of planning for this large event. The planning was several months before, and the permit was given several months before. And all that they said that March for Our Lives was created just because of the Florida shooting. Do you see how the chronological is chronologically impossible for the March of Our Lives to be authentic? And in that email, if you are requesting additional information referring this event, please follow the below steps to file your Freedom of Information Act. Gives the FOLA.DC.gov app. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact me directly. And it gave the officer's name, Scott C. Earnhardt. Gave his badge number, Homeland Security Bureau, Special Operations Division. So we're not making this up. There it is. It was all a scam.
So, Dave.
It always has been.
Yeah, I think they are exploiting that tragedy down there. But something that gave me some hope for our children, when I say our children, I'm talking to my black family right now. The black students at Parkland have been pushing against that narrative. And they are saying that they feel threatened by all the police and armed security on campus, saying it feels like a prison.
Because it is. It's indoctrination. It's all, this all is a, see, here's where, this is where the you could always know if the mainstream media is following, and that's because it's serving the propaganda of the clandestine operations, Cerebrally Naive Network, lying like a Fox News, nothing but criminal news, all of that stuff. The event happened in February, and they had that size of a march. That and with that coordination and everything, 1 month, impossible. And this right here, this is where criminals don't cover their tracks. They don't care anymore. But you better start caring about your overall preparation efforts, because they're coming for something. And Scotty, real quickly,
yes,
listen
sir.
Before we play this.
Okay.
I know a lot of people like Eric Holder. I know you like Barack, all these people, because they look good, they talk good, and they all this other stuff. They would never do anything. See, that's how the devil always comes in the Sunday's
right.
best.
Right. Yeah, they was using John Lewis too, David. Don't forget about him, because this guy on Twitter, some reporter or something, was talking about, look at John Lewis out here. He's legit. I said, yeah, he a legit sellout. I said, remember all of those military grade weapons and vehicles they had in Ferguson? Yeah, John Lewis signed off on that legislation to arm the police like that. Remember Iraq, remember Syria, or any war since John Lewis been in Congress. He has voted for everyone.
Because they pay him.
I said, Dr. King was alive today, he would be very ashamed of John Lewis.
Gentlemen, I just want to say,
OG, one second, bro.
I just want to say, why you getting them all? Get her, Eric Holder.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Otis, 1 second. We're gonna come to you in 1 second. Yeah, it's amazing because these individuals have no connection to you at all. They know you have nothing in common with them. You don't go to the dinners that they go to. You don't go to the overall events that they go to. You're not invited to that. You're not in the overall fraternal order that they're in. You don't have the colleagues. You don't have the connections. You don't have the relationships. They exploit the people. This is what they do. Otis, you wanted to say something real quick before I play this one clip?
Oh, I was just adding, while y'all were talking about the chain of command, make sure you get the attorney general who was black and did absolutely nothing.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
And not only that, for the whole 8 years he was there, this mess that's coming back to haunt us was actually done under Holder and Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama, the three most powerful people in the government at that time, influential. And this is the mess they leave us.
Yep, so true. Now, this clip is going to be actual Eric Holder speaking. So we're not taking them out of context. Everything here is, you're going to hear it, so that this is the mentality why you need to be preparing, because they plan on doing some things, y'all, for those that are unprepared. And this March for Your Lives is all a part of a clandestine operation. These young people are being more than used. They're going to be abused. They're going to be abused. And in this, you'll hear what Holder said from his mouth. This is a YouTube video from C-SPAN with Eric Holder. And Scotty, if you would play that now, everyone can hear it for themselves.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Brainwash people. Brainwash people. And see, they've been planning all of this for years. Oh, it wasn't just months in advance. It was years in advance. This is all set up. And why this is so hypocritical and such a lie, the very overall culture of violence that's established in this so-called country between these borders has been propagated and made popular and actually forced on the people by the government itself, the fraternal order of government. Look at how they've colonized everything by force. And you think that they have a good purpose for you now? Today is April the 2nd. One of the most detrimental economic things that was ever done was done on April the 2nd. And it was the Coinage Act of 1792, was invoked on April the 2nd. And that meant that every person here that is unaware was going to be an economic slave to the fraternal order of governments. And they still practice it today. I'm going to go into this HR bill, the House Resolution Bill, 5404. And this all ties together, because it's the brainwashing. There was no mistake in using those terms. And see, if it looks a certain way, they taught us, if it looks a certain way, if the devil will put enough makeup on, be articulate enough, you like him enough, in God you'll trust. So I introduced to you all on Friday, I said this was the most important and relevant postings I've ever done, was House Resolution 5404, and it's to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. And I went into all of those reasons. If you didn't hear that show, go back to the podcast and check out that show. But today I want to go over some very important parts of it. I want to go into the text of it. And if you will pull it up from, you can find it at congress.gov and just put in gold dollar in the search engine and it will come up. Just hit HR 5404 to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold. And it was sponsored by Mooney, Alexander Mooney, a Republican out of West Virginia, the Financial Service Committee, on March 22nd, 2018. We need to read this so that you can see what's really going on. Here it goes. 115th Congress, second session, to define the dollar as a fixed weight of gold, H.R. 5404, in the House of Representatives, March 22nd, 2018. To find the dollar as a fixed weight of gold, a bill to be enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled. And this is a bill, is a resolution that's going to go to a bill and then go through the overall process. Y'all know how it was. I'm just a bill and only all that other stuff. All right, here we go. Go to the text, and I'm going to be reading from text next to the summary. Find the tab underneath the bill itself. It says summary, text, actions, title, amendment, correspondence, committees, related bills. So now, here it goes. Section 1, findings. Congress finds the following. Number 1, you ready for this? And this is what I've been trying to warn you all for a very long time. I know I didn't make many friends, but guess what? I wasn't cool with y'all any damn how. But I made a lot of brothers and sisters. I met a lot of warriors that we'll go to battle with for each other all the way through. Raj, you there? All right, here we go. Number 1. The United States dollar has lost 30% of its purchasing power since 2000. This is from the bill. The United States dollar has lost 30% of its purchasing power since 2000. Sound like somebody been listening to the Tanto radio show. And 96% of its purchasing power since the end of the gold standard in 1913. One, the gold standard never ended. It was the gold window. But see, what they meant was their miseducation to you about gold and silver. Meant that the overall dollar, the Federal Reserve note, has lost 96%. So what makes you think it ain't going to zero? It is already there. It's at 98.7 right now. It's at 99% right now because of the events that are happening globally right now. We'll read that one more time. The United States dollar has lost 30% of its purchasing power since 2000 and 96% of its purchasing power since the end of the gold standard in 1913. Why don't you have any silver or gold? Why are you killing for monopoly money? Yourselves and our everything else. Why aren't we saving? Number 2, under the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation objective, the dollar lost half of its purchasing power every generation or 35 years. It's been in existence, ladies and gentlemen, for over 35 years. It's lost half in its first 35, and now we're in the second half of the second 35, which means 70 years. And guess what? It has no purchasing power at all. What is the rest of the world doing? They're rejecting the dollar. It means it has no more purchasing power. Number 3, American families need long-term price stability to meet their household spending needs, save money, and plan for retirement. What are they telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen? They're telling you that the debt system of cash right now is about to collapse, and all of the households, the spending needs and price stability and saving of cash and planning for retirement is gone kaput. So you keep watching the stock market. It keep going up. You keep thinking that the stock market is the economy. As it goes up, I ask you this. As the stock market goes up, what is your overall standard of living doing? It ain't going up. So who cares about a market? It's a facade. It's the show. It's the celebrity figurehead. It's the stage to deceive you. People ask me, when the market going to crash? Why are you waiting for the market to crash? Your household economy has already crashed. What, you holding out to bail them out? Number four, the Federal Reserve's policy of long-term inflation has made American manufacturing uncompetitive, rising the cost of the United States manufacturing goods by more than 40% since 2000, compared to less than 20% in Germany and France. What are they telling you? I don't know. Can you say this? Make America great again? Can you say protectivism? Can you say tariffs against Germany and France? Can you say war against Germany and France? Because that's what that means. Can't compete. Number five, between 2000 and 2010, the United States manufacturing employment shrunk by one-third after holding nearly for holding steady for nearly 30 years at 20 million jobs. But they've already been shrunk by two-thirds. Number six, the American economy needs a stable dollar, fixed exchange rate, and money supply controlled by the market, not the government. Boy, this is one of the most draconian things in this whole bill. It is telling you, ladies and gentlemen, what you thought however you thought slavery was, this caste system of have and have nots is going to be far worse, because no one in our communities have any real money. They gave that all up for the cash for gold scheme of the 2000s, where you saw cash for gold places at every strip mall in this country. We buy gold. Cash for gold. Give us your gold, we'll give you cash. Give us priceless, we'll give you worthless. That's what this one is saying. Number six, hear it again. The American economy needs a stable dollar, fixed exchange rate, and money supply controlled by the market, not the government. See, your finances shouldn't be controlled by neither government nor market, because they didn't make it or create it. You worked for it. And I'm going to tell you what this statement really upholds. This upholds the manifest destiny or the forthright of Nazi Germany, because this is a fascist statement. This is basically saying that corporations will dictate the overall law. Corporations will dictate the overall standard of living. And what do you think Apple is going to pay you if they were in Foxconn and concentration camps with people? And here in the United States, they have the prison industrial, the prison system. What do you think that the corporations is going to do? They're going to expand the overall prison systems and pay you nothing. This is the most fascist statement, but we don't read between the lines, because we don't ask your questions. One thing I love about the millennials is that they ask why for everything. Why is number six there? Because number six there is saying that it should be controlled by the market. Who's the market? That's the corporations. That's fascism. TPP. Next one, number seven, the gold standard puts controls. Excuse me, and hurry up on this one before we go to the last one, before we go to the commercial break. The gold standard puts control of the money supply with the market instead of the Federal Reserve. What a farce and a lie. but it's speaking volumes to what's going to be going on. Because who's going to be the new market? It's going to be set forth by China, where they're going to move from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And everybody here is about to get run the heck over like never before. About to have fourth world problems, y'all, because we were thinking we was living in the first world nation. Such a lot. Listen, Gary Gear, go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump back into this and we'll take some of your calls, questions or comments that you may have. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I want to get back into H.R. 5404 in the text. We're now down to number 8. This is so important. Here we go. If you'd like to get in on the conversation once we take calls, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Number 8. The gold standard means legal tender defined by and convertible into a certain quantity of gold. One more time. The gold standard means legal tender defined by and convertible into a certain, hold on 1 second. My page got knocked off. A certain quantity of gold. What does number 8 mean? Number 8 means if you were, wealthy, rich in a debt-based economy, you will be relinquished to being below the poverty line when this happens. If you happen to be poor at that time, it will be even subpar of that. Here's why. Because the system know when they change, this is going to be a midnight decision. It's going to happen in the market right away. The market gives no forewarning. The market actually changes things right away. Why? Because all of the minions have already prepared themselves and placed themselves, and they say right now. They're not ready. They're the most vulnerable right now. Hit them. They change everything right away. If we've been trying to get everybody here since I've been on air. Preparing is I've always said this, the key to preparation is when nobody is looking. You prepare when nobody is looking. You prepare when everybody say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. But now there's an awakening. People are starting to question people. That is a very dangerous time before it goes. But when it goes, your response to it all really matters. So when they do this and it pops up automatically, and I'm going to tell you, it ain't the U.S. government that's going to do it. It's going to be the real capitalist economy, and that being in China is the one that's going to invoke this everywhere. And when they do it, it'll be too late. Game over. Whatever you have, that's what you locked with.
Brother Dave.
Number 8. 1 second, Arise. Number 8 is so important. One more time, then we'll go to Raj. Listen to what it says. Number 8, the gold standard means legal tender defined by and convertible into a certain quantity of gold. How much gold do you have? None. And they're going to keep destroying the economy and keep you so far behind bills and so far behind a quality of life and standard of living that you won't be able to even invoke in that and get into that. They'll use the cryptocurrencies. They'll drive that up, and then guess what? All of a sudden, they'll turn the lights out like in Atlanta, and guess what? Everything will be locked there because you didn't leverage it when you had the opportunity to leverage it. Just when cryptocurrency was at its high, remember I had said, before the Olympics end, I will be out of cryptocurrency. I'll leverage out of it. And I told you, I'll leverage out of it because of what's coming down the line. And it was at the highest point. So, it's a big setup, y'all. Go ahead, Ross.
Hey, thanks for taking my call on. Yeah, they just basically telling you the rules. They're telling you finally, like, they're at a point where they're in a corner. So they can't continue to, you know, keep BSing the people around with nonsense because it's getting to the point of no return. That's what this is saying to me. And I remember last year, probably towards the end of the summer, I had discussed this and on our show and on a couple other shows that I had gotten this from Doug Casey and a couple other big-time economists that have predicted just about every economic fall for different countries around the country, around the world, probably since like the 40s. And in his documentary, he was saying that in 1913, I took a screenshot, in 1913, the U.S. dollar was worth a dollar. In 2013, it was worth 4 cents. $5 bill in 1913 was worth $5. In 2013, it was worth 21 cents. A $10 bill was worth $10 in 1913, but 43 cents in 2013. The $20 bill was worth 85 cents in 2013. The $50 bill was worth $2.13 in 2013. The $100 bill was worth $4.26 in 2013. The $500 bill was worth $21.32 in 2013. The $1,000 was worth $42.84 in 2013. $5,000 was worth $213.21 in 2013. $10,000 was worth $426.42 in 2013. $20,000 was worth $852.84 in 2013. $100,000 was worth $4,284.19 in 2013. And $1,000,000 was worth $42,841.90. So everything that Congress is finally admitting to now is everything that little screenshot I took of that documentary is stating. And the another interesting aspect of this whole thing is they make it emphatically clear, something I've been telling people to watch, the Money Masters documentary. You can watch it for free on YouTube. It's about 3 hours long, but it's one of the best 3 hours you'll spend gaining valuable information about the way the economy works. But further down in this text, they state, and they make it emphatically clear about gold, number 10, the International Gold Exchange Standard from 1914 to 1971 did not provide for a United States dollar convertible into gold and therefore helped cause the Great Depression and stagflation. So they're telling you what caused the Great Depression, and they're telling you since 1914 that they've been doing the very things that caused the Great Depression in the first place. So like I said, they're letting everything out the bag now because we're at a point of no return where it's inevitable that this is going to crash. And like you said, you know, you have to have a certain amount of gold. They might say a dollar's worth, let's say, a gram of gold. You know, who's been collecting gold bars? The average citizen isn't. So they're not going to have that. They're going to have bet notes. So when we talk, when I keep saying there's going to be a mass die-off, and it relates to the crypto space, it relates to the asset-backed space. The average person, working class person, does not mess with cryptocurrency. They do not mess with assets at all. So when everything shifts, and I remember Doug Casey was saying in quite a few personal emails, because I'm in his little emails that he sends out to his group, and he has said that Donald Trump is going to do one of two things. Either he's going to convert the U.S. to a cryptocurrency, or he's going to convert it to the gold standard, or a combination of both, was basically what he was saying. And we have to see what hand Donald Trump is going to play down the road, but there's going to be a major shift. And the vast majority of people in this country, especially people that look like us, are not even remotely one iota prepared for what's about to come. So when we talk about anarchy in the street, I don't think people are really conceiving it. You can't put it in a movie. You can't put it on a TV show. It's going to be something that we've never experienced before in human history, because this is the biggest collapse in human history, as far as economically speaking. So that's what I wanted to say, just because I think the importance of what you're talking about cannot be overstated whatsoever. It's something people got to take very seriously, because all of the different things that are happening on the world stage are moving rapidly towards like a horrific end. And the only people that are really going to suffer through this is the everyday person. All the people you see on your TV screen every day, they're going to be just fine. They're not even worried about it. They already have provisions in place for themselves. They have underground bunkers. If nuclear war takes place, they have all the stuff set up for them. The average person does not. So you're going to see death and destruction on a scale that's unprecedented. I'll mute my line, brother.
And, you know, the thing is that everybody here is Roz is right. No one here. You all know now. And one of the things that's significant about this is that they talk about gold, but gold isn't the one. It's silver is the one. Silver is 10 times more valuable than gold. Absolutely. And, oh, yeah, and a lot of us would say, yeah, go ahead, Roz.
Oh, I'm sorry again for interjecting. Please pardon me for that. I just wanted to say I posted. Oh, thank you. I posted a video like a week ago on that gives really great information on why gold is more valuable than silver. And everything that you talked about, they elucidated in the video. They spoke about, they showed the amount of gold.
Silver more valuable than gold.
Yes. They showed the amount of gold and silver by the tons, millions of tons, that were taken out since the beginning of history is what they've been following. And they showed how silver has been used up so much, and they ran through every bit of technology that we've talked about. When you say that, like, you cannot have technology without silver, that video makes it abundantly clear that without silver there would be nothing that we take for granted today as far as technology is concerned. And they run through all the major industries that silver fuels, and through this fueling that so much silver has been lost that there's very little silver above ground for them to use. So its value is going to be ridiculous. And it was a nice video. I think it might have been like 15, 20 minutes long. I don't think it was that long around that time, but it was really, really powerful. It's on BTR Community too, but I posted it about a week ago about the reasons why silver is more valuable than gold. And it just makes a clear statement about that. And just about everything they talked about falls in line with what you've been talking about for years. Thanks again, brother. Sorry for interjecting on that, but
you're good, bro.
I wanted to speak on. I'll mute myself, brother.
No problem. Absolutely. And one of the things that's absolutely, my man. One of the things that's very, very important is that Roz is absolutely right. And those things, these things we need to know. And the average person, and I'm going to tell you, you're not the average person because you know now. But what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it all? So I want to go through real quick before we get out of here, because Melanated Roots is going to be coming on. Listen, number 9, and I'm going to go through this again, but I'm going to run through them real quick and catch the highlights. Number 9, under the gold standard through 1913, the United States economy grew at an annual average of 4%, one-third larger than the growth rate since then, and twice the level since 2000 and since 2000. Number 10, the International Gold Exchange Standard from 1914 to 1971 did not provide for the United States a dollar convertible into gold, therefore helped cause the Great Depression and stagflation. Stagflation is what's happening right now, but what's going to happen now is a depression by hyperinflation. But see, the depression is not going to be of cash. The depression is going to be based in not having assets. A depression means that you don't have. Number 11, the Federal Reserve trickle-down policy of expanding money supplies with no demands for its enriching of its owners of the financial assets, but endangering the wages and the savings of blue-collar workers. That is so true. The Federal Reserve's trickle-down policy of expanding the money supplies with no demand for it has enriched the owners of the financial assets. What financial assets do you think they're talking about? They're not talking about bonds and stocks. That's paper. Talking about real tangible assets, ones that have intrinsic value. Number 12, restoring America's middle class properties, prosperity. Restoring America's middle class prosperity requires the change in the monetary policies authorized to Congress in Section 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the Constitution. Do you know what that means? You need to find out what that means. And then Article 1, Section 10 is more important than that. Next one, define the dollar in terms of gold. Effective 30 months after the date of the enactment of this act. And let me tell you something about this whole thing. You go ahead and let them bring in the gold standard, which is going to be the worst thing if you're not prepared for it. 30 months later, it won't matter what happens. See, they're going to have the gold and silver and you won't. And you won't be able to get it. Because the only way that you'll be able to get it is if you are able to exchange it convertibly for some other asset. They will not take debt for that, meaning your greenbacks won't work. That's going to be the great grid down, the great blackout. The Secretary of the Treasury, in the act referring to the Secretary, shall define the dollar in terms of fixed weight of gold based on the day's closing market price of gold. Guess who's going to be doing that? The Shanghai Gold Exchange, which they will only be talking about physical gold, not paper gold. So if you, for those that are in the stock market that bought paper contracts of silver and gold, you about to get fleeced. You're going to realize what's in the fine print of those contracts, meaning they could just give you greenbacks instead of the gold and silver. Man, you just got you. It was far worse for you than anybody else because you paid for somebody else to acquire gold that they are holding and you not getting a piece of it at all. Number two, the Federal Reserve Bank shall make Federal Reserve notes exchangeable with gold at the statutory gold definition of the dollar. See, once again, they talk bad about the Federal Reserve, but in Section 2, Federal Reserve banks shall make Federal Reserve notes exchangeable with gold. Now, here's the thing with that, but at what rate? I'm going to tell you what rate. In order to get, for let's say, 1 gram of gold, Rod said 1 gram of gold for $1. Here's how it's going to go. It's going to go 1 gram of gold for $10,000. How many grams do you think you're going to have? They're not accepting greenbacks. And I'm going to touch back on these parts later on and more, with more emphasis on them. Disclosure of holdings, Section 3. During the 30-month period following the date of enactment of this act, the United States government shall take timely and reasonable steps to disclose all of its holdings of gold together with a report of any United States government purchases, sales, thus enhancing the ability of the market and the market participants to arrive at the fixed dollar gold parity in an orderly fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that mean? I can't tell you in this short period of time what that means. It's huge. How they're going to play that out. This is why you have to be thoroughly prepared. Because there are things that you could do today. Contact Prosperity Mint. And whatever you have, just do what you can do. It's going to be much better than having that piece of paper. Got to do what the rest of the world is doing. As soon as they get the green back, they exchange it for something of value. They like, oh, you gave me something worthless? Shoot, it's a hot potato. Let me get something else instead of having this. That's worthless. So I just want to say, oh, well, let me see real quickly. We got any callers in queue? Yes, we do. Real quick, let me get, go ahead, Hassan, real quick. We got like 2 minutes.
I just wanted to know what that documentary was that Rod said on YouTube, Money and the Masters. I didn't catch the name of it.
The Money Masters.
Oh, the Money
Masters. The Money Masters.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Steve, good show, man. I only caught.
Hey, I and I want to say this about the Money Masters. be careful and read between the lines on a lot of this, a lot of the stuff that that Bill still does.
Oh yeah, I already know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that is one of the that is a very, 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 very important critical introduction. This is like Rod said, is one of the best 3 hours that you can have. I've never seen it all the way through. I've seen parts of it, but the parts that I saw were really useful to folks. So, yes, sir. All right, man. I just want to thank Roz, Big Roz. Thank you, brother, for everything. Scotty, thank you. Hassan, thank you. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. And we will talk to you all soon. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind to chime us out of here. Hey, Melanated Root is coming on right after this. Roz, give me a call. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace, Brother Bragg.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed.